is something that you did over the weekend was getting out to see some of the street art and murals in Newcastle. They were a part of the Big Picture Fest, which featured many local street artists showing some amazing talent, some incredible artwork going up on the buildings around town. The ABC's Kyle Carroll noticed that it wasn't just in downtown Newcastle that art was happening. He saw some other form of street art on his way home underneath Stockton Bridge, and he went to check it out.
So we're standing underneath Stockton Bridge here, and something pretty amazing is happening. Faith from Up and Up's down here doing a bit of painting. Faith, can you tell me a little bit more?
At the moment, we're painting a series of birds underneath the Stockton Bridge on the Newcastle side. We started a couple of days ago, and hopefully we'll be finished in a few more days. This project started actually on the other side of Stockton Bridge, where we painted a series of migratory birds. That particular project was in conjunction with the Rotary Club, Newcastle Enterprise, and also a lot of young kids in Stockton. We did some workshops in the Stockton Primary Schools where we were talking to the young people about the really special space that is at Stockton, where the migratory birds come all the way from Alaska and other places. And so the young people at Stockton were drawing pictures for us and deciding on colours and backgrounds. And from those workshops, we decided on the designs for the mural. And they've been really successful and the community seems to love them. So we've been fortunate enough to receive another grant to do some more birds on the Newcastle side, and that's what you saw when you were driving past.
Wonderful. So we're looking at three pillars here holding up Stockton Bridge. The two outside birds, can you tell me a little bit about them?
The birds that we're painting at the moment are fairy wrens. So there's two male fairy wrens, which are the bright blue ones, and then there's the female who's in the middle and she's going to be brown. So it's a little bit of a fight, I guess, to see who wins her heart.
And is there a winner?
The bright one, he's on the left.
Faith, you're doing this work down here in Stockton Bridge. What other work does Up and Up do throughout the community of Newcastle?
At Up and Up, we do a lot of community-based work. We work with young people, we work with disadvantaged people, we work with people of all types of abilities, we work with younger people, older people. Predominantly, we started as a youth organisation, but now I would call us a community engagement organisation. So essentially what we do is we use street art and music, generally hip-hop music, to engage people in various different ways. So we might do a music program where young people can express themselves by writing their own hip-hop track and recording their own hip-hop track, and we can make a video of that for them. We've done a few of those, say, for year six school leavers. So it's a sort of a year six present for the school, and they'll write about their journey in primary school and, you know, into a hip-hop track. So that kind of stuff. And we also use street art and graffiti art as a way to engage communities as well. So anything from school murals with positive messages. We've painted the Charlestown Reservoir with a group of young people as well. We do, you know, community gardens or just any type of placemaking where a group of people in the community want to create a beautiful mural, so we'll help them to make it happen.
What do you think it is about street art or hip-hop music that allows this self-expression in the community?
I mean, hip-hop music is a really great tool for young people because you don't really need to have much, particularly if it's about them just writing their lyrics and telling their story. You don't really need too much other than your voice and a pen, and it's just a really youth-friendly way for young people to express themselves. A lot of young people don't feel like they have a voice, and it's a sort of a culturally appropriate way for them to express themselves and have fun.
And when you're working with these different parts of the community, say from a school group to a disadvantaged group, what are the differences that you are seeing between the two of them?
I guess I would prefer to talk about the similarities. Everybody, Up and Up is an acronym and it stands for Unique People, Unique Promise. So we believe that everybody is unique and everyone has their own potential and their own promise. So what we see in our programs is if you give people the opportunity to create or to express themselves, everybody benefits. It's about well-being, it's about togetherness and creating with other people and just expressing yourself and sort of having fun. I think at this time in the world, we all need to have a little bit more fun and try and, you know, put some light into people's lives.
And when people complete, I guess, the program and they've got their mural or they've done a bit of street art or they've put together a song, what's the feedback you're getting from them?
It's really amazing to watch things come to life. So when we do mural programs in schools, we start from scratch. So we talk to young people with a blank piece of paper and we find out what they want to say and what message they want to leave in their school. And so from design to practicing how to paint to installing the mural, it's amazing the satisfaction that they get, the confidence that it can build in young people by seeing something from nothing, you know, to this beautiful mural that they watch everybody sort of enjoy as much as they enjoy.
Shane, who's also a big part of Up and Up, he's doing a bit of work in Big Picture Fest. What's going on there, Faith?
So Shane, my partner and the co-creator of Up and Up, has been doing graffiti and street art in Newcastle for, I shouldn't say, maybe 20 or maybe more years, if I could say that. Yeah. And so he was invited to participate in the Big Picture Festival as sort of a, I don't know, Newcastle graffiti icon, because he's been around doing it for a long time. So he's having some fun with some friends in the Big Picture Festival now, just having a paint, and he'll be joining me here this afternoon, hopefully.
What's it like to see Big Picture Festival come to Newcastle, I guess, and that self-expression and everything Up and Up kind of stands for and has been providing to the community, actually put up on a bit of a big stage?
Yeah, it's fantastic to see, and we're really stoked that there's heaps of local artists that have been involved, and a couple of the artists were actually sort of young people who were a part of our programs a long time ago and who Shane has been working with since they were probably sort of teenagers, who have now gone on to be able to create these amazing massive murals themselves. So it's really nice to see that kind of evolution of people that you've seen when they first picked up a spray can to now.
So what are some other things going on in the community in terms of some programs that you are looking to get involved in?
So this weekend for the Big Picture Festival, we are doing a decked out skateboard art workshop in conjunction with Newcastle Library at the Newcastle Museum. There's limited places available, but that's one of the things that we're doing. And we're always just looking for funding and different opportunities to engage with people in the community.
For you and Shane, who've been doing this for quite a while, how rewarding is it to see this, the impact you guys have on the community when it comes to allowing them to express themselves in these methods?
We both love what we do. We're really passionate about people, and we're really passionate about public art, and we're really passionate about creativity as a way to bring people together and, you know, bring joy to people's lives, and also just to give young people and other members of the community just that sort of confidence that everyone has the ability to be creative. And how good do you feel when you're just drawing or painting or, you know, or singing or doing music? It's a really rewarding part of our job, and we're quite fortunate that we get to do it every day.
Faith Curtis from Up and Up, chatting with ABC Newcastle's Kyle Carroll about some of the amazing things that they're up to in the community, including, if you are travelling over Stockton Bridge shortly, you might see that mural. Just catch it out of the corner of your eye underneath Stockton Bridge. If you want more information about what they're doing or perhaps how you can work with them, you can find them on social media. Just throw Up and Up into your favourite search engine, Up and Up Newcastle, and they will pop up.